was in high school and just started, I also joined the football team for the first time. Boy, that was some great fun. And one day, we were getting ready for our first big game, and our coach was taking us through our normal post-practice rituals, shouting and jumping up and down and that sort of stuff. And for some reason, we all thought it'd be a good idea to start crashing into each other like we were at a rock concert. It's amazing what seems like a good idea when you're a 14-year-old boy. I was there to burn, you could hear the pads crunching together again, the smell of sweaty exercise clothes. Certainly, yes. Which is probably why we immediately heard a whistle blow. Hear that whistle. Okay, look over at our coach. We knew that then. Pay attention to him now. And then, much to our surprise, he ran over to us, jumped up, and got in the middle of it with us. And the whole league started again. At least until he said, okay, guys, okay, that's enough, that's enough. I share this story today because it has to do with power and authority and influence. As our coach, you certainly had a certain amount of authority. And the practices. He told us what plays to run. He told us what we were supposed to do and kept us from getting too out of control. He also did something different that day as he used his position as coach to also enter into our world. The world of 14-year-old boys who thinks crashing into each other is a good idea. And he kept it under control mostly. But he really did use his authority and his influence in some very positive ways. And when you read through the Gospels, you see Jesus also was somebody who used power and authority and influence in some very constructive ways. And the way he did it was by flipping the script. Because usually we think of power and authority of, like, you have to do what I say. But Jesus used his authority in different ways. Jesus always used his power and authority and influence in order to bring out the best in people. He would interact with them and raise them up. Jesus never used power to his own advantage. He used it to serve others. And we see a lot of this in the gospel story we just read. Today, when it starts off, Jesus is walking along and he comes to a tax collector's booth. And there's a man sitting there in Matthew. Yes, this is the same Matthew whose name we just read, the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew, same person. And Jesus sees him sitting there in a tax collector, and Matthew is somebody who has his own power and authority, and some power and authority that didn't make him many friends. Because if one thing is consistent among the whole history of human beings, we all feel the same way about tax collectors, don't we? I know at home I can get a letter from the Norfolk City Treasurer, and I'm like, oh, I don't know what they're doing this time. I open it up and it could even be $5 for a dog license. And I'm not thinking about the public services that are provided, I'm just getting out my checkbook. Take my $5. But Matthew had that, but he was also the person who had authority, because if you didn't pay your taxes, he could be there knocking on your door. Soldiers, come on, let's go. But he had another problem as well that didn't give him any friends. That was the taxes he was collecting was not for the Roman people, was not for the Jewish nation, but they were for the Roman Empire. And so he was in some ways seen as a traitor and not well liked. It would be as if in today's day and age, somebody from the Ukraine started collecting taxes for the Russian government. I think his comrades would have something to say to him. But Jesus flipped the script. The way Jesus approached this was to look at Matthew and say, follow me. He didn't castigate him, he didn't chastise him. He said, follow me. And Matthew got up and followed him. Jesus used his power and influence and authority to bring Matthew close. And by default, that also has something to do with his collecting recognizing and communicating to them that for his mission, which was really to build people up, to raise them up, that, yeah, you have to get into the thick of things, didn't you? Jesus was somebody who definitely made a difference. If he made a difference in Matthew's life, because Matthew went on to become an evangelist. You know, we have today the gospel according to Matthew. Jesus made a difference in many other people's lives because of the way he used his power. Does Jesus do in using power and influence and authority the best way to do it, the way that God uses it, that is ultimately good, is to use that power and influence and authority to serve. He said, I come among you as one who serves. And when he serves, when any person serves, you build them up. Now I know everybody in here today has some measure of power, influence, authority. Maybe it's at home, maybe it's in the workplace. Or even just being a living, breathing human being and interacting with others, you have the opportunity to influence them. You know, to do something good, to pour out and be generous with them, the same ways that Jesus is generous with people. Because Jesus was always generous with his very self. He was generous with Matthew instead of shunning this tax collector. He said, follow me, have dinner with him. Instead of blowing off the synagogue leader who came and said, my daughter has died, he was generous with himself and said, take me to her. With a woman who is suffering from a horrible hemorrhage for 12 years, you know, Jesus was generous with her. All she had to do was touch him, she was healed. And we have our own ways of being generous. And as followers of Jesus, we have ways that we have, we can also be people who build others up. We can be generous with our own energy. You can be generous with your energy, your time, and being friendly, welcoming people in, treating them with dignity. And I always find it amazing when I see somebody investing in human beings in this way, investing their time, their energy, their very self. The absolute wonders that that does for people. My football coach all those years ago, his name was Mr. Patera, and he was also a follower of Christ, and he knew how powerful it was to be generous with people, be generous. He poured himself into us and really made a difference. We won that football game, by the way. But that's not the most important part. Because the most important part was the way he brought out the absolute best in us. He was somebody who made a difference. And I know everybody here, everybody who's a follower of Christ, can also make a difference. By using power and authority, not in self-serving ways, but ways of pouring ourselves into others, building ourselves.